10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And Sheriff Bob Johnson always joins us this time on a Monday. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. We talked about you a little bit last week. I figured I'd give you a chance to talk about yourself because the comments that you made a couple of years ago about this long rap sheet, wanted on warrants, guy who'd been in trouble with the law since he was 13. He gets into a house while you guys are pursuing him, and he winds up getting shot at, maybe shot, I forget, maybe even shot, by the somebody in the home. And your comments were, not to put words in your mouth, but to sum it, you know, we'll teach you how to shoot straighter, and you'll save taxpayers money if you do, and we're fine with that in Santa Rosa County. Don't be afraid to defend yourself. Elon Musk liked your comments that have now surfaced from 2 years ago, and you guys said thank you, Elon. Some people, myself included, had raised the question that is it not creating too much of a culture of kill first and ask questions later? You know, you can only shoot. You're only justified in shooting to stop a threat, and if they're not a threat anymore, you're not allowed to shoot. Of course, which I know you know that, but I don't know. Follow up comments, thoughts. You want to respond to anything? This is your chance.
Yeah, you know, first off, I don't know how it got viral again. All I know is I start getting death threats again once this comes out. So,
But anyway,
I don't worry about them because they're all coming from states where you can't buy a gun anyway. So it's not a big deal, but yeah. So basically what I said was, you know, if somebody kicks in your door and does a home invasion on you, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. Cause you know, they're not breaking in to give you a warm hug and some cookies. They're breaking in to commit more felonies. I.e. rape, murder, whatever. So, yeah, I said it, and, you know, I stand by it. It's Florida law, you know. We have the stand your ground, and, you know, you definitely can stand your ground inside your own home for sure. So I don't think it promotes a shoot first, ask questions later. I think it promotes if somebody kicks in your door and you were in there, yeah, and you shoot and kill them, you're fine. And the reason I say that is most burglars, people say, well, if they're only going to try to steal stuff, most burglars, 99.9% of them, look for empty houses. They don't want confrontation. They just want your stuff. So if somebody kicks in your door while you're there, they definitely have bad intentions. If they don't care your home and they're still going to kick in your door, yeah, that's a bad thing.
Does it? So one of the concerns that I had had or heard and had was, you know, does it put your agency in any kind of jeopardy if you have, you know, an officer is involved in a shooting, or if a homeowner is involved in a shooting and, you know, a line gets crossed or it's sort of a margin call close enough to it. And then somebody comes at you with a lawsuit and says, well, you did say this, you know, you've created a culture.
No, and, you know, all I'm promoting is, I'm not outside the bounds of Florida law. Florida law says that, you know, inside your home, you stand your ground. You don't have a duty to retreat,
right,
which you don't. So I'm not promoting going out on the sidewalk and saying, hey, there's a trespasser in my front yard, shoot and kill him. No, you can't do that, obviously. But we're talking about home invasions specifically here. And, you know, ever since I had that little press conference, we haven't had a home invasion. Mm-hmm. It's been over a year. So, I mean, if people know that you have a population that is armed and will defend themselves, crime's going to go down. I mean, you know, like I said, 99.9% of burglars, they don't want confrontation.
Right.
They just want your stuff. They're going to wait for you to go to work, make sure the house is empty, and then they'll break in, take your stuff, whatever. But somebody kicking in the door with you home, yeah, that's they definitely have intentions to do something really bad. So, you know, it is what it is. And I think, you know, it's Florida law. And a couple of the talk shows even talked about it, and they said, I don't know why this is so controversial. It's Florida law. I'm just saying what you can do.
Well, and if you had to pick an error for people to make, you'd rather have them err on the side of knowing that it's safe to shoot than being uncertain and hesitating and getting killed, which, I mean, that's a realistic problem if people are too worried about self-defense.
Yeah.
You know, that can be a challenge as well. A couple of things that happened in Santa Rosa County this last week. There was a pretty big arrest. Somebody was about $200,000 worth of synthetic marijuana, 150 pounds or so. And that included shooting at your deputies. Is that right?
Yeah, it was actually 200 pounds of spice was what it was.
Okay.
And,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, they were executing a search warrant on this house, and the genius pulls up in front of the house, and you got deputies all wearing, you know, vests and stuff that say sheriff, and you know, a marked car out there, all this stuff. And he pulls up and pops off a couple of rounds, and of course we get in a pursuit and we end up arresting him anyways. But yeah, you're not going to see this guy on Jeopardy anytime soon. I mean, you got a front lawn full of deputies, heavily armed, and you're going to pull up and pop a couple of caps at him. Genius.
And now he did not get shot, is that right? Or
no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he didn't get shot.
And did you happen to have the cops crews with you at the time?
No, this was a narcotics thing. So, okay. Yeah, the cops crew just rides with patrol officers. So.
Okay. You also, I think, found some THC-infused candy in Santa Rosa County, the kind of thing that you see these headlines and they seem to always be somewhere else and kind of, yeah. How worried should I be about this or not? What happened here?
Yeah, our interdiction unit on the interstate a couple of nights ago pulled over a car and they got all that stuff out of there. And they got it's not only just the THC infused candies, which is bad enough, but they had forgery equipment and some forged bills on them. You know, just the whole kit and caboodle. I think they were going to Miami from Texas to Miami, and so you got to be careful of. You know, these, I mean, they look just like candy that you would buy in a store, and except they're THC infused, which is THC is tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the thing in marijuana that gets you high. So, that'd be terrible for a kid to get a hold of something like that, eat a whole bag, and then God knows what would happen.
Is this the first time that they found this in Santa Rosa County? It feels like maybe there was a time before previously.
Yeah, no, this isn't our first time. Okay. I think we've had 3 or 4 incidents with them.
Okay, well, so much the worse, I guess. And then just the last thing I was going to ask you about, which to me, I don't know that I find this all that interesting, but people find interesting things that I don't find that interesting. That's fine. Tiger King, Joe Maldonado, Passage, is in your, you know, the Milton Hilton, as you like to call
yes.
it. Does that mean anything to y'all or anything? You got to do anything different when it comes to celebrities or semi-celebrities?
No, I mean, you know, it just mainly we – try to keep him separated from the general population as much as we can. And, you know, to me, he's not a celebrity. He's just another thug. So it is what it is. You don't want people harassing him or hurting him just because of who he is or, you know, he was on TV. So we try to keep him separated.
I don't know. Is he just here on a hold for like an appearance or is he being transferred somewhere or do you even know?
I don't know because all the charges that he received in Santa Rosa County came from Gulf Breeze Police Department. So we didn't have anything to do with that other than we have to hold him. So, but I think it's something to do with his case. I don't know if it's an appeal or something. I don't know. But I know they brought him back for some kind of courtroom issue.
Okay. All right. No big deal. I was just kind of curious as, again, like I said, it doesn't particularly pique me, but I know for a lot of people that they, oh, look at who's in the jail. I'm like, yeah, I mean, he was in a different jail. I don't know. What's the big deal?
Yeah. I don't understand what the big deal. The only big deal to me is it's an extra body in my jail that I have to deal with. So,
right. And special precautions, as you said, you know, that inconvenience your staff. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Oh, sorry. Spring break okay? Pretty smooth? We're done with the local spring break?
Yeah. It was very uneventful, which is a good thing. We like it that way. We don't get a lot of visitors. They mostly go to Destin and Pensacola Beach, which we are totally okay with. So, it was a quiet week for us.
Oh, again, that's always my favorite thing to find out. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time, and thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew.